Greetings, cinema lovers. Welcome to today's program of Vegetarian Elite, featuring William McNamara, an accomplished Hollywood actor who is also well known and respected as a passionate animal advocate.
In my opinion, it's important to speak out for the voiceless and the vulnerable because not enough people are. You know, the animals do so much for human beings. They give so much in so many capacities, and they have for thousands of years. So we owe the animals something, you know, at least some humane treatment, at least some respect, at least some care.
William, or Billy, McNamara has been a presence in Hollywood since the 1980s and currently has over 65 film and television credits to his name. They include feature films such as the teen movie Dream a Little Dream, Stella alongside Bette Midler, Chasers with Dennis Hopper as director, and Surviving the Game opposite veteran actor Gary Busey. He has also appeared in primetime television productions such as NYPD Blue and Law and Order. In 1988, as an up-and-coming actor, one of Billy's first big projects was the movie Stealing Home, in which he starred with two-time Oscar-winning actress Jodie Foster. He recalls fond memories of their time working together.
I would say my first big movie was a film called Stealing Home with Jodie Foster, and that for me was really exciting. She was in a movie called Taxi Driver when she was a child, and that was a huge influence on me. So working with Jodie was extremely exciting. So I would say, and again, inspirational, and she taught me so much about the craft.
Throughout his career, spanning over 20 years, William has worked with entertainment's biggest names, including multi-Oscar-nominated actress Sigourney Weaver, multi-Grammy and multi-Emmy-winning singer and actor Harry Connick Jr., Oscar-nominated actor Tom Berenger, Oscar-winning actress Holly Hunter, Oscar-winning actor F. Murray Abraham, and actors Dermot Mulroney, Corey Feldman, and Corey Haim, to name but a few. William's sense of accomplishment, however, comes more from the inside. He gets greatest joy from his craft when his performances are able to make a positive impact on people's lives.
And sometimes, you know, I don't realize how great the experience is until afterwards, until people come up to me. You know, like in the TV movie Doing Time on Maple Drive, it's about a young man who comes out to his family that he's gay. And it's a very difficult thing to do, especially in the United States. And so many people have contacted me about doing Tom on Maple Drive and said, you know, I wasn't able to tell my parents that I was, you know, when I was 17, 18, I didn't know what to tell my parents. And I showed them your movie. And then I was able to explain to them what's going on. That made a huge impact on me. And the same thing, another TV movie that Diane Keaton directed called Wildflower with Patricia Arquette and Reese Witherspoon. That one is about a young man, myself and my little sister, Reese Witherspoon. And I remember one time I was at a coffee shop, and there were a bunch of young girls over at a table, and they're all excited, and they're all doing sign language and looking at me doing sign language back and forth. They all wrote something down. They came over. That girl gave me a piece of paper because she was deaf. And it said, you were in Wildflower. They show that movie at all the deaf schools in America. We love you. So that was like, oh my God, you know? So again, it's an incredible feeling when as an artist you get to impact somebody's life and they tell you about it.
Apart from making a positive impact on people's lives through film and TV, William is also a passionate advocate for animals. His love and respect for them stems from childhood.
In my childhood, because I was an only child, and my mom moved around a lot. I didn't have a lot of deep-rooted friends or family, so I tended to bond with my animals that were in my life. I just had a natural affinity for animals. And just having that only consistent companion in my life, being an animal. But it's such a huge part of my life. I couldn't imagine not being an advocate for animals.
Although William has been helping animals since he was young, first by rescuing abandoned animals as a child, and as he got older, by regularly volunteering at animal shelters, the turning point which encouraged him to speak out for the vulnerable and voiceless was when he joined the Sea Shepherd crew in 2003 to oppose the dolphin slaughter in Taichi, Japan.
That was an experience that changed my life. I had no idea what I was getting into. You know, I had no idea how serious and dangerous the situation was. But at the same time, I did realize that the dolphins were in extreme danger. And their danger far outweighed or surpassed the danger that I could possibly be in. And it's such an important global issue. It made me feel like there's things that I could do. I could go on the front line. I could say yes to situations and volunteer and not be afraid of the consequences when I'm doing something for a greater cause. So it connected me, you know, to the knowledge or the heart knowledge of what a greater cause is. So that's life-changing. That's a life-changing, that's a transformational event.
From then on, William has been at the forefront of animal activism, using his experience and exposure in television and media to inform the public on various animal issues. Currently, William is working on a television show which raises awareness about the cruelty involved in keeping exotic wild animals as pets, a practice which is still sadly rampant.
I've got a few projects. The main one is Extreme Animal Rescue, a show that I created. And that's about exotic animals, going to rescue them throughout the United States, relocate them to sanctuaries, and bring the issue, educate the public as to how serious and rampant this issue. There'll be a few episode specials on National Geographic Channel. There's a real issue with exotic animals. People think that they can own, you know, lions and tigers and bears in their backyards. They think they can tame them to be, you know, domesticated, like a cat or a dog, and it's not possible. So the show basically will explore the different sort of issues in the United States and talk to people about their animals and try to negotiate, be like a hostage negotiator, get the hostage out of a bad situation and put them into a sanctuary. I have another show that I'm developing, which is about Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans that come back to the United States, and it's called Warriors and Wolves. They work with rescuing and rehabilitating wolves, and that's part of their therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So who's rescuing who? Are the war vets rescuing the wolves, or are the wolves rescuing the war vets? And it's an amazing therapy. It's a sanctioned therapy by the government. And they see that, you know, when soldiers come back, they're very closed and cut off, and they can't relate well. They're not emotionally available to their family and friends. So what happens is when they work with the wolves, or for that matter, any animal, they start to become more emotionally available. There's less at risk to show a wolf or an animal your emotions than your wife or your children, because you're in fear, usually when you come back after you've had the stress of war. We're just shooting it now.
Apart from being an avid animal activist, Billy is also a longtime vegetarian. He feels that by being a vegetarian, he is living the compassion he truly believes.
I just feel more in tune and in touch with the earth when I became a vegetarian. And I felt more compassion in my heart and in my sensibilities. I felt, you know, educated. I felt responsible, and I felt that I was part of a solution as opposed to part of the problem. So I feel that not eating, you know, flesh or spilling blood is an active part of the solution, and being an example for that, and being, you know, showing people, I'm alive, I don't have to eat meat, you don't have to eat meat to be alive.
So how did this enlightened realization come about?
A girlfriend of mine, she was vegetarian, and I didn't understand it. I remember on our first date, we went to dinner, and she wouldn't eat any meat, and I was eating meat. And I was shocked. And I said, why won't you eat meat? She said, her rule was, I don't eat anything with a face. I thought that was interesting. And I said, why? And she said she grew up on a farm, and she raised as her pet a cow. And when the pet cow got older, they slaughtered it without telling her, and she ate it. And she was devastated. She was traumatized by it. I could relate to that because I grew up with lots of pets, not a cow, but other pets. So it's kind of like I thought to myself, there's a great bumper sticker. Like animals? Don't eat them. And then I got involved, and then afterward I got involved with a lot of the Eastern philosophies, based on Hinduism or Buddhism and stuff like that. And of course, they don't believe in, you know, eating flesh. It's a good belief.
Billy is also a spiritual person who stays clear of all addictive substances and enjoys the benefits of yoga and meditation to balance his busy lifestyle.
I like the path of Kundalini yoga. There are so many musicians and singers that are so talented that are in the Kundalini yoga community. That tells me that somehow Kundalini yoga is sparking or attracting highly creative people. So I resonate with that, or I want to resonate with that. And, you know, different styles of meditation, Kriya yoga. And I just started getting into reading about Supreme Master Ching Hai's meditations. And I do want to learn the meditation, the light and sound meditation. That seems like the next level, the next thing to add to my spiritual background.
In 2008, William McNamara, along with the beautiful vegan actress Mariana Tosca, were the Masters of Ceremonies for Supreme Master Television's second year anniversary celebration, a cultural celebration honoring all life. Within the richly diverse program, acclaimed composers set to music Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite poetry. Supreme Master Ching Hai also graced the lively event via video conference as the guest of honor. In the following warm discussion, Supreme Master Ching Hai thanks Mariana and William and speaks about the noble nature of artists.
And who is the handsome guy next to you?
This handsome guy is Billy McNamara.
Wow, Billy! Oh, Billy!
Yes, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
You look different today.
I a little bit older, right?
No, you look more handsome today.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Maybe it's a suit, huh?
Probably, yes.
He cleans up well.
How are you, Billy?
I'm very, very good. Very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Oh, I am honored. The two great movie star was standing there and greeting me. My goodness. I'm very happy to see you.
Thank you. Me too.
And especially your goodness, knowing that you have so much goodness in your heart, caring for the beings, the weak and the needy, the poor animals. I'm very honored and privileged to know such people who are not swallowed up by fame and fortune and still have the heart of gold like that. It's very rare. Such people are rare. Thank you for being such a good people.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's really like that. You know, Billy, in the Buddhist Sutra, yeah, The Buddha say that if someone who is well off or who is in a high position and still have very a charitable heart, then you should know that these people are bodhisattva reincarnate to help sentient beings. Bodhisattva, the Buddhist name for saint. If we have more movie star like you, then the planet will be saved and the animals will have help. Thank you ever so much.
This year, William also lent his support for Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration featuring the Real Love musical and the legendary Don McLean in concert. This grand event at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium featured Oscar, Grammy, Tony, and Emmy Award-winning artists who came together in honor of Supreme Master Ching Hai's dedication to uplifting our world. Along with vegan actress and comedienne Deborah Skelton, television presenter Brandy Williams, and vegan entertainment attorney and Ultraman Rich Roll, William presented reviews and media reports following this momentous day.
For me, the poems set to music were so beautiful. You can actually read them in this beautiful program booklet that I have here, and you can see that Supreme Master Ching Hai has written poetry throughout her youth, wherever she's been, from Olac, which is Vietnam, to Germany, to India.
Wow.
Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her appreciation for their gracious support, comfort, and encouragement, and sent vegan gifts as thanks. Billy also has the following words of gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
She's a very compassionate, powerful being, and, what's great about Supreme Master Ching Hai is that one of her most important tenets, and you find a lot of spiritual teachers don't push this, to be a vegan and to have compassion for animals. A lot of people are not going to like that. So, she's taking a real risk, but it's so important to her and to her beliefs that she puts it out there. And that, to me, says a lot. Supreme Master, the fact that she teaches compassion towards animals, that can only be magnified towards people. So until we learn to treat the earth, the planet, and the animals, all the animals, inhabitants, with great compassion, we'll never be able to treat each other with compassion. So that, to me, is such a, is such a powerful statement on Supreme Master Ching Hai's behalf that I have a lot of respect for her.
Our heartfelt thanks, William McNamara, for touching so many lives on screen and using your creative talent to bring awareness to the plight of our precious animal co-inhabitants. We wish you all the best in heaven's blessings in all your endeavors.
And please remember, be veg, go green, and save the planet. Everyone, let's say it together. Be veg, go green, save our planet. Be veg, go green, and save our planet. Thank you and God bless.
Kind viewers, we have enjoyed your company today on Vegetarian Elite, which airs every Saturday on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May the freedom of laughter fill your heart and renew your spirit.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.